My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
CBS do the Big Ten game. Watching Gary, and I was like,
It was cool though because they've gotten some pretty good games the last few weeks.
Yeah, but it's still.
And Ness doing that, the Penn State USC game was pretty great.
No.
That was. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Like, those guys belong on SEC games, but
speaking
at
of
least
SEC,
they've gotten some good games.
I was mad that we had Tessitore for college football. I was talking with Rainey. I think he's so damn good on boxing, and just the whole football season we lose him from boxing commentating, and that sucks.
He did a pretty good game on Saturday too. What game was he on Saturday? I don't remember.
Was he on Florida Tennessee?
He might have been. I just remember hearing his voice.
I had mute and unmute working on various different.
He's just a great broadcaster.
He's outstanding.
He does a great
job. But he's so good on boxing, and then Timothy Bradley's awesome. Like, the boxing crew's really good on ESPN.
Timothy Bradley's annoying to me.
You don't like him?
Not really. I ain't like him since that when they stole that fight from Manny, that first fucking fight. Because it was a rough day. I had all these people at my fucking house and weren't paying attention. Damn, burnt my damn fucking arm off, like, cooking.
And then Manny Pacquiao lost.
Manny Pacquiao got shit.
And you
robbed.
Got a house full of Filipino people?
I got robbed.
That's tough.
He got fucking robbed.
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so, but it's all good, though.
Manny apparently wants no part of Better BF, too. He was like, if Bivol wins, I'll fight, but no interest in Better BF. I'm like, I get that.
Manny has no business fighting anymore.
Yeah,
how old is he?
Right, man. He's like the king of the Philippines.
But he takes care of thousands of fucking people out of his own fucking pocket.
Got it.
He should go fight Jake Paul.
I'm sure he got plenty of bread.
Go fuck up Jake Paul if Tyson doesn't. Yeah. That's coming up soon. A month away, something like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess.
That fight's got funny stipulations.
But Jake Paul and
2-minute ass rounds and
they
shit.
They have to do that. Mike can't make
it. Yeah, I know. He'd die at the end of every round.
Yeah.
I just hope he knocks him out.
I better get him early.
He's
going to punch himself out by the fourth.
Yeah, I bet he does.
If he even goes that way.
The last thing anybody needs is Mike Tyson losing a fight to that guy.
That's why I said something's got to happen. It's like somebody, like the whole, remember the Riddick Bowe fight when the dude parachuted in?
Yeah, do something.
Fan man?
Or like,
somebody,
yeah.
Fan man?
Somebody if it gotta, seems yeah. like you're going to lose, bite his ear off or something like that. You know, do something crazy. Don't lose a fight to that guy. Like,
you start like doing illegal shit?
Yeah.
Yep. Elbow him, something.
Do something. Punch him in the dick.
Like to see him do is like old school dirty boxing, like step on his foot a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, do a couple, like, old school.
Mike making, what, $10 million for this?
I don't know.
Somewhere like that.
Because it's on Netflix, so it's not a pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's not, they're not going to get
revenue
from purchases.
Oh, it's just like an upfront.
I think
basically.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I would love to see him bring out some old school dirty shit. That would be so funny.
I go back to my Legends tax. We should all just pay a tax towards Legends like him and others so they don't have to do embarrassing shit when they get older. Like, Mike Tyson shouldn't be fighting a fucking YouTube guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, to be fair, like I don't know, man. Like, don't blow your fucking wad either. Like, how much did he make in his career?
Oh, well, man,
that's
know.
A long time ago.
I know. That's true.
That's already been spent.
He bought a fucking tiger. Like, I have to keep giving him money now because he wanted to buy a fucking tiger and get tattoo.
We're paying for fucking football stadiums.
By the way, isn't he making a good
$1 trillion
on cannabis?
Mike has plenty of money.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Mike's made back a lot.
Why is he doing this fight?
I don't know.
It's not for. He's not doing it because
Mike has money.
There might be a purity of the sport shit where he's like, I'm the one that's going to put an end to this shit.
Oh, I hope so.
Because Jake Paul,
he's bounced back.
If he loses to a 50 something year, how old is Tyson?
I don't
54, 55, older than that?
60,
I feel like he's not 60, but if he loses to someone at that age, like we can go ahead and stop with the like maybe he should be in the ranking stuff. We can stop that.
Yeah, no good. Yeah, that's the good side of it. Like that's the good potential of it.
Yeah, and then
like
the bad
Mike Tyson
side is
beats
Mike
his
gets
ass,
hit.
And then that's it. Yeah. And we don't. Hopefully, no one has to talk about him anymore and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, the bad side is Mike loses.
Whoever thought Mike Tyson might be stepping up for the purity of the sport? How about that?
Yeah, just doing the. Doing everybody a service.
Doing it Fury's little brother couldn't quite do.
That would be great. It's like that could be in the contract. It's if Mike Tyson wins, both of those guys have to go away forever.
Who's it?
The Paul brothers.
Oh, really?
And then no one has to talk about him anymore.
Logan's, is he still messing around with WWE, I think?
Oh, I have no clue.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about either one of them, except for every once in a while they fight someone, and then we talk about it briefly. And then usually they win, and then but everyone discredits it. Like
they're super athletic, like super athletes. Logan's doing some wild shit, like after like a year of training.
No clue.
No, I mean I get
too
it,
much. All I know is that,
too much credit.
All I know is when they get ready to fight.
I root against them, and they've done that. Like that's the credit I'll give them.
He's already in New York.
They've made me dislike
red eyed to New Jersey.
I don't care about. That's all right.
Or was he
okay?
Been there for a couple days.
Okay,
yeah, maybe he left. Just maybe he left there yesterday. For a
yeah,
he randomly showed up at the hotel breakfast. Like, I
bet that damn hamstring feeling better.
That's amazing. It's amazing how that hamstring.
The hamstring's
better.
Been a good day.
Yeah,
that's great. Like, it's not crazy because it's all kind of.
Yeah, everyone knew it was going to happen. Because just like everyone's known everything about the Jets situation.
I hate fucking penalties. That's why I stopped watching the game. I was like, you know what? Fuck y'all referees.
I fell asleep during
fuck
that
y'all
game.
Referees.
You can't call 22 penalties in a game like
fuck
that.
Fuck y'all referees.
Can Rodgers get fined for criticizing the refs while supporting the other team?
I don't know.
Because that's what he did last night.
Yeah, he was right.
He was like, those two guys, they tackled me, and that wasn't a penalty either. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was the second half of that football game was just
it was awful.
Awful. Just impossible to watch because it wasn't good anyway. And then every play was a penalty.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. It was not good. Not a good game.
I wish I had fallen asleep. I was up to
like I thought with the Hail Mary at the end of the first half, I was like, all right, this second half might be fucking cool. Like this might be fun.
Yeah.
And then it was not.
They're all scary, but there's nothing scary to watching that motherfucker throw a Hail Mary.
It's crazy. He's so good at it.
We need to.
How is he so good at it?
Not two man rush him,
dude.
I guess
you blitz him on a Hail Mary.
I don't
situation?
Know. That's what they were talking about on the Manning cast. But like, it's like maybe. But then there's there's other options. I guess he would have to throw short. But yeah, I don't know.
Like,
can you be? I mean, I guess he is good at it. But like, how,
dude?
How can you be good at something that seems like such a
hard thing?
Such
to
a chance.
Do. You remember that fucking one in Arizona?
It damn near hit the scoreboard.
Damn near hit the scoreboard.
I mean, it
and
was
then
insane.
He's like, what the fuck? And he did it again.
I know. I know. He's done.
The fuck is that?
What happened?
I don't know what that is. Is that the TV?
I don't know. Something in the corner's just making noises.
Was that some shit boner snuck in here?
That's really weird. It sounds like a TV like on a pause screen, but the TV is not on.
Some Halloween shit.
Yeah, is there a Halloween decoration in here?
Yeah, sound like some shit.
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it in that damn box from Six Flags?
Yeah, that seems like, because that was a Halloween box from Six Flags.
Is it that box from Six Flags? Oh, okay.
It was the TV?
It was the TV.
It seems like a good sign to stop doing the podcast.
Some awkward shit right
there. Yeah, wow. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.